Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series that we're calling Build, and an important series for our church as we are looking ahead for 2 years, really vision for our church, what we feel like God has called us to do, what God has called us to focus on over the next 2 years. And we're looking at that vision through the lens of the Old Testament book of Nehemiah. I'm looking at Nehemiah's life. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king of Persia. And something happens in chapter one where he hears his brother and some of the Jewish people come back from Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem 150 years before had been destroyed, the city destroyed, the walls torn down, the city burnt, the temple destroyed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Eventually, Persia took over and really destroyed Babylon or overthrew Babylon. And now the Persian Empire is sort of the major player. And Nehemiah works for the king of the Persian Empire. He's, again, the cupbearer to the king. And yet he hears this report from Jerusalem. And this is around the middle of the 5th century BC. And he hears this report from Jerusalem. And he says, basically, you know, what's the news from home, right? What's the news from back home? And his brother and the people tell him that the walls are still lying in ruins, and that the city is still, right, I mean, really open to being attacked. That and you get the sense as they tell this, it's not just that, you know, the people are still destitute there, that the city's not been rebuilt, but this is the holy city. This is where God's name, you know, people are supposed to look at Jerusalem and praise the name of the Lord. And instead, God's name is being defamed. This is the place where his name was to dwell. And as Nehemiah hears this, he's just heartbroken over the situation. The situation in Jerusalem breaks his heart, and it says for days he mourned and he wept, and then he fasted and then he prayed. He mourned, he wept, he fasted, he prayed, and he went to the Lord and he asked the Lord for, first he confessed sin and then he asked for success. And what he was asking for success for was he was going to go to the king. He goes to the king and he asks the king to let him go back to Jerusalem, to return to Jerusalem, where his father's fathers, right, are from, and to help rebuild the wall. And God grants Nehemiah favor in the eyes of the king, and the king allows him, not only allows him, but it sends him with support and resources back to Jerusalem. But one of the things I honed in on Sunday, and one of the things I'll hone in on for us this morning, is that moment where Nehemiah's heart is broken over the situation. His heart is broken for the situation. And again, I don't believe it's just that the walls are lying in ruins, that the people are open to attack. I think obviously those things do bother him, but it's also, Lord, as he prays, he says, God, this is where your name, right, is to be revered, where your name dwells. And I think there's this idea of God's name being defamed, right, as the people of Israel, as the people of Jerusalem, as the holy city lies in ruins. And there's this holy discontent that starts in him as he's heartbroken over this situation, to go and do something about that and to follow the Lord's leading in that. And the question that I kind of asked our folks, and I want to ask us this morning, is just, when is the last time that your heart was broken over the situation you see around you, of the spiritual walls of our culture lying in ruins, of the spiritual poverty that you see? When is the last time you drove around the city, wherever it is you live, the suburbs, and you just thought about, I'll share from Delaware, right? There are 52,000 people in our zip code, more than 52,000. There are over 40,000 people in the city of Delaware now. And the vast majority of them, the last time I looked at the statistics, it said 35,000 plus of that 52,000 plus have no spiritual community whatsoever at all. And so the reality is, right, we've shared that Delaware County, right, is 7% evangelical church attendance. The reality is, as you think about your neighborhood or your street or your country road, wherever it is you live, the reality is that most of your neighbors probably don't have a relationship with Jesus. They don't know that God sent his only son to seek and to save the lost. They don't know that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, that they might have new life and the forgiveness of sins in him. And as I was reflecting on that, as I was studying and looking at Nehemiah's life and his response, I just thought to myself, Cale, And I honestly had to confess this to the Lord. I don't believe my heart has been broken that way, at least not recently. I don't think I'm responding the right way. When I think about that situation, it grieves me in some ways, but it's not emotionally moved me in that way to say, Lord, I am heartbroken over what I'm seeing, the spiritual poverty that we see. And Lord, we need to do something about it. We need you to come and, as the scriptures say, rend the heavens and come down. Please, Lord, will you move us to do something about this? Will you move and help us to save people? And so, obviously that's a huge part of this Build series as we're talking about, right? How are we reaching our neighbors? How are we reaching the nations? How are we reaching the next generations for the sake of Christ? But I want to leave you with this morning. Maybe you're in the place this morning that I was feeling this past week, and that is that, Lord, I don't think my heart is in the right place. I don't think that I'm heartbroken, right? When is the last time I wept for days, right? At the brokenness that I see around me. And Father, forgive me. And I just started praying, Lord, will you break my heart for what breaks yours? Will you help me to care about what you care about? And I want to leave you with that this morning. Maybe you'd ask that this morning and pray that to the Lord. God, will you help me to care about what you care about? Of all the things that I'm passionate about, of all the things that I care about, of all the things that stir my affections, Lord, will you stir my affections the most? Will I care about and love and be incensed at the things that you care about and love and are incensed at? Let me be emotionally moved for the things that emotionally move you. And act, Father, on those things. Not just be emotionally moved, but then begin to respond as God calls us to respond. Let me pray for you. And I want to encourage you to pray that as well. Heavenly Father, we do ask that. I ask that in my own personal life, that Lord, you would break my heart for what breaks yours. It is so easy to get distracted by a lot of other things. But Lord, as we go through this Build series, as we look towards the next 2 years, there are thousands of people around us, millions of people across our nation, billions of people across the world who do not have a relationship with you, who do not love you, they're not following you. And Father, we have the privilege and the responsibility to take the gospel to them, to make disciples. And I pray, Father, that you would stir in us a greater desire to be obedient to you, a greater love for you. And God, again, break our hearts for what breaks yours. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time and pray that for yourself this morning. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.